Fellowship Church devotional podcast, bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us. Our passage for today comes from the book of Ezekiel. This is chapter 18, picking up in verse 21. But if a wicked person turns away from all his sins that he has committed and keeps all my statutes and does what is just and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of the transgressions that he has committed shall be remembered against him. For the righteousness that he has done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure in the death of the wicked, declares the Lord God, and not rather that he should turn from his way and live? But when a righteous person turns away from his righteousness and does injustice, and does the same abominations that the wicked person does, shall he live? None of the righteous deeds that he has done shall be remembered, for the treachery of which he is guilty and the sin he has committed, for them he shall die. I think sometimes our wonder and amazement at God's love and at our own salvation is minimized by the fact that we don't really realize or appreciate how much he hates sin. Sin is repulsive to God. I won't run through the gauntlet of passages, but work your way through the Psalms and the prophetic books to see his abhorrence towards sin. But what we don't often realize is that multiple passages in the Psalms tell us that God hates the wicked and the evildoer. Psalm 5, Psalm 11, Psalm 26. What do we do with this? Let's not minimize what God tells us. He has a special revulsion towards sin and sinners. But this should not make us think less of God. It should make us think more of him. God's hatred of sin is overcome by his love towards sinners. What an amazing God that would choose to save wicked sinners like us. What amazing mercy and grace that he shows to us, that he himself takes the penalty for our sins and offers to us love and forgiveness and grace. Our passage today tells us that even though God hates evil and wickedness, he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And in case you don't believe it, he says it twice in Ezekiel and twice in the New Testament as well. 2 Peter 3:9 tells us the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. God delights to see sinners repent. Micah 7:18 tells us that God delights in mercy. He says, "Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in steadfast love." Another passage says he delights, and another translation says he delights in mercy. It is God's joy to show forgiveness to those who turn to him. God is just, and he will punish those who continue in their sinfulness. But this brings him no enjoyment. He enjoys to see those who are sinful turn to him for mercy and forgiveness. So turn to him. Our passage in Ezekiel comes in the middle of an oracle where God is telling his people the way of blessing and the way of cursing is open to them. Choose which way you will go, but don't blame God if you continue to turn away from him. God loves a repentant heart. So throw yourself on his mercies. For the first time as an unbeliever, or for the millionth time as his child who continues to need the help of their heavenly Father moment by moment and day by day. And rejoice that we know a God who loves us so immensely in spite of our sin that he hates so terribly. Worship and praise a God who is so just and so merciful. He is holy, he is majestic, and he loves when a sinner repents and turns to him. God, thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace. Thank you for the truth that you take no pleasure in the death of someone who has rejected you, God, but that you would rather that person turn, repent, and receive forgiveness for their sins. Thank you for so great a forgiveness. Thank you for so immense a grace and mercy that you've given us. Thank you for your love. God, help us to give you the praise, the glory, the adoration that you are so worthy of. And that we would be so amazingly blessed and overcome that we would be ready to share this good news with those around us. God, Give us this grace, and we will give you all the praise and glory. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today, church family. You are loved. Have a blessed day.